This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston Police Commissioner Dennis White is fighting acting Mayor Kim Janey's attempt to fire him. White's attorney filed suit in court today. That after Mayor Janey released what White's lawyer calls a biased outside investigation into decades-old domestic violence allegations against the commissioner. Janey says the report details several allegations of abuse against White and how the department responded.
This investigation of Dennis White reveals a flawed process and a misguided department culture. Dennis White's own admitted behavior does not reflect our values. It is clear from the report that we have to move in a different direction.
WBR's Allie Jarmanning has been covering the story. Let's start with what's in that report released today, Allie. There were two separate domestic violence accusations against White. Tell us about those.
Yeah, the first investigation involved an incident in 1993, and we haven't heard about this one until today. White allegedly punched a 19-year-old woman, threw her down the stairs, and pushed her out the front door of a house, and the dispute was over $10 she owed him. White admitted to pushing and slapping the woman, but said it was self-defense after she kicked him in his knee where he just had surgery. The second investigation was in 1999. White told a mutual friend that he was so angry with his then wife that he wanted to shoot her. And he warned his young daughter that he slept with a gun under his pillow, and his wife took that as a threat. White said he was joking when about the shooting his wife, and that he was just cautioning his daughter not to startle him. The report also notes some pretty harrowing allegations of abuse inflicted by White during his first marriage. This is information that we didn't have before. His ex-wife and other witnesses said he was verbally and physically abusive, burned his wife's hair, choked her, stomped on her. Witnesses say his ex-wife would fight back, but he outweighed her by 70 pounds. Now, White denies all of it, though he did admit there was occasionally some pushing by both his then-wife and him.
What does the report say about how the police department responded at the time?
So for both allegations of domestic violence, the 1993 incident and the 1999 incident, the department cleared White of any wrongdoing. But they did initially find that he had, quote, unreasonable judgment in saying that he wanted to shoot his ex-wife. But then 2 years later, after White complained, that was downgraded from sustained to filed. But there was never any criminal investigation, and the department did nothing until White's then-wife filed a restraining order in 1999. Witnesses and records show all this was well known at the time within the department. One witness said White's behavior was, quote, of grave concern. The witness said, quote, questionable behavior was supposed to be investigated and dealt with, but wasn't.
So that brings us to what the report says about how the inquiry didn't get full cooperation from the city, and that is both from the Walsh and Janey administrations and the police department. Give us the details on that.
Yeah, so just 10 days after the outside investigator, Tasman Kaplan, was hired, Walsh's top lawyer told her to wrap up the investigation. She was eventually allowed to restart after a week pause. Many current and former police officers declined to speak with Kaplan. In fact, she could only get a third of the 21 people she wanted to talk to on the record. Even the interim police commissioner, Greg Long, wouldn't facilitate interviews with current officers, and the police department and retirement board wouldn't provide contact information for former officers. One retired officer told the investigator five different people called him and said not to cooperate, and Janey today addressed that directly.
In addition to the facts of this case, the investigation revealed a culture of fear and silence within the Boston Police Department.
Allie, what is Dennis White himself saying?
So he preempted Janey's 4 o'clock news conference with an emergency court filing today. He says Janey is illegally trying to fire him. And the suit says that Janey called White at 10 a.m. today to say she was terminating him. He says there's nothing he did in his 2 days as commissioner to warrant his removal, and that the allegations in the report are decades old and were well known in the department before he was appointed commissioner. Here is White's lawyer, Nick Carter.
Commissioner White, a black man, and only the second black police commissioner in Boston history, is being treated very badly and in violation of the law. We filed suit in court to enjoin acting Mayor Janey and the city from their unlawful action.
So what is White's status right now, and what happens next?
So he is still on leave as police commissioner. There's a hearing scheduled in Suffolk Superior Court next Thursday. A judge will decide whether to grant White's request to prevent his firing. In the meantime, Superintendent Greg Long will continue in his interim commissioner role, and Janie announced she's forming a committee that will reimagine the future of policing in Boston. Perhaps that could be a precursor to a search committee for the next police commissioner if she gets the chance.
Meaning if she gets elected. WBR's Allie Germanning, thank you very much.
Thank you.